Thank you for joining us. This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Wellinger. You're listening to Weekend Programming. And coming up in today's show, we'll find out who the mystery person is in last month's quiz. That, of course, in another edition of Mailbox, where we also answer your questions or post some of your comments. So that's coming up. That'll be followed by another edition of Soundcheck, in which we teach, curiosities of the Czech language, idioms, through song lyrics. And we're going to round things out with just a lot of sex. That's right. I should specify. We look at, sex habits in the Czech Republic, including swinging. Christian Falvey has that in Czech life. Let's not waste any time, though, and get straight ahead to Mailbox. And that, as usual, is hosted by Pavla Horáková.
Hello and welcome to Mailbox. We are back a little later than usual because last Saturday Radio Prague devoted its programme to the early parliamentary elections held on Friday and Saturday. This past Monday, October the 28th, was a national holiday here in the Czech Republic, marking the 95th anniversary of the Declaration of Independent Czechoslovakia. Ivan from Kansas wrote to congratulate us on the occasion.
Big date in your history. Fireworks, parties, parades, celebrate. We live it up on the 4th of July here in the USA. Getting rid of those who think they control you is a big deal.
You may remember that this summer, our regular listener Stephen Hrbenac from Ohio wrote to us about an exhibition of Czech puppets at the Columbus Museum of Art. Attilio Orellana Rojas, who lives in Japan, now sent us a similar email.
In the last few years, I have been living in Japan. Here I help at the new tourism association of Higashikagawa, the city where I live. Every year a dolls exhibition is held there, and this year we also had 6 dolls from the Czech Republic. I thought this information could be interesting for you, as this is an event related to your country.
Thank you very much. We are always interested in Czech-related stories from your country, so please keep us up to date. And we are also keen to hear your stories related to Radio Prague. David Novotny from the United States sent us a scan of a Radio Prague QSL card from 42 years ago.
I've been a shortwave listener since I was in high school. I'm 60 years old now. I still have all of the QSL cards I received over the years and keep them with my collection of QSL cards that I have obtained through amateur radio. The other evening I was looking through some of my old QSL cards and found one I received from Radio Prague in 1971, when I was 18 years old living in a Chicago suburb. A lot has changed since then. In any event, I thought you might be interested in seeing a copy of the card which I have attached. I suspect quite a few people working at Radio Prague today were not even born in 1971.
You're quite right there, and thank you for the pictures. Radio Prague still issues QSL cards, and everyone can obtain one if you send us a reception report. The form on our website is easy to fill in. And now on to our monthly listeners' quiz. Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark was among the first to send in a correct answer.
I think the person you're looking for is Kurt Freund, who lived from January 17, 1914, to the 23rd of October, 1996. Kurt Freund was born into a German-speaking Jewish family. He studied medicine at Charles University and majored in sexology. He married a non-Jewish Czech lady, whom he divorced under the Nazi occupation to protect her and their newborn daughter. Many members of his family, including his parents, died in the Holocaust. The couple remarried in 1945 and a boy was born. In 1968, he fled Czechoslovakia following the Prague Spring. He taught and conducted research in Canada, and he died in 1996.
Jayanta Chakrabarty is our long-time listener in India.
While working under the communist government, Dr. Freund was given the task of treatment of homosexuals, who were considered a taboo in those days. He was one of the first psychiatrists to opine that homosexuality was not a psychological or pathological disorder that required treatment. He thus worked relentlessly for repeal of the anti-homosexual law in Czechoslovakia. Being highly emotional and kind-hearted in nature, he was mindful of child molestation. He studied the psyche of child molesters in order to devise its prevention and also to help molesters away from their tortured lives. This noble Czech soul is remembered not only as one of the world's greatest psychiatrists, but as an outstanding humane social reformer.
Mary Lou Krennic writes from the United States.
In Czechoslovakia, Freund was commissioned to use his studies to detect recruits attempting to evade military service by claiming to be homosexual. He was involved in conversion therapy. He did extensive research on homosexuals, and based on these studies, he advocated the decriminalization of homosexuality in Czechoslovakia. When he moved to Toronto, Canada, he was also out of favor with a psychiatric establishment in Toronto, where he continued to argue that homosexuals needed understanding and acceptance rather than treatment. Freund was diagnosed with cancer in 1994, and when his health deteriorated in 1996, he committed suicide by taking a lethal dose of muscle relaxants, sleeping pills and wine. His ashes were scattered on the lawn across from his office at the Clark Institute in Toronto and on the grounds of the psychiatric hospital in Prague, where he worked for many years.
Deepa Chakraborty from India sent us this answer.
While women and children are being exploited the world over, the name of Kurt Freund, the Czech-Canadian sexologist, stands out as a savior. His pioneering research into human paraphilias is playing a vital role in saving these children from the evil designs of molesters. Moreover, he had also devised a method of rehabilitating those people into the society.
And Charles Konesny from the United States writes,
Freund's work took him into the world of sexual practices of individuals who went beyond the sexual norms. He developed the plethysmograph to look into the individual's deviant sexual mindset and to enable a course of treatment. The device was controversial but is still used by researchers today. All in all, Freund is considered one of the leading sexologists of his day. If he were still alive, I'm sure he would be very busy considering the sexually charged practices of today.
Thank you very much for your answers. And this time, our little prize goes to Irina González Urquiza from Cuba. Congratulations. And here's a new mystery person for the coming weeks. In November, we would like to know the name of the film director born in 1925 in the Moravian village of Kelč, awarded a Cannes Special Jury Prize in 1963. He worked in a number of European countries before he relocated to the United States in the 1980s to teach film directing classes at Columbia University, the School of Visual Arts, and the New York Film Academy. Please send us your answers to the usual address, english@radio.cz, by the end of November. To the same address, you can send your questions, comments, and reception reports. You can also comment on our stories posted on Radio Prague's Facebook page or follow our Twitter account. Until next month, happy listening and take care.
Pavla Horáková with that edition of Mailbox. And Masha Walensky, my colleague Masha Walensky, is next with Soundcheck.
Ahoj slunko, tobě to teda dneska sekne. Včera mi bylo smutno, ale dneska už je zase mírně pěkně.
Hello and welcome to the newest edition of Soundcheck. To help you shake off the winter blues and learn a bit of Czech in the process, we will listen today to Jaromír Nohavica's song Ahoj slunko, which translates as Hi Sun. And it is the sun, often elusive at this time of year, that we will be talking about today, and also a bit about compliments. So listen to how the song begins, with Nohavica addressing the sun, slunko, and giving it a first compliment.
Ahoj slunko, tobě to teda dneska sekne. Včera mi bylo smutno, ale dneska už je zase mírně pěkně. Jo, někdy se zdá, že něco nejde, ale ono to pak jde.
Actually, slunko is a more informal way of addressing the sun. The proper word for sun in Czech is slunce. Nohavica tells the sun, tobě to sekne, which means you are looking good. Another way of telling someone that they look good is slušiti to. Tobě to sekne is used less often, and it is interesting that Nohavica actually has another, more famous song called Až to se mnou sekne, where he uses the sekne to mean once I'm dead. But not to bring up a sad or smutný topic, let's get back to the sun.
A kdyby snad mělo být smutno, tak na to já mám svojho praváře. A tak dál mi svět.
To fight the blues, the singer asks the sun to keep shining for him. Dál mi svít. Svítit means to shine. When in the middle of summer a Czech says slunce pálí, that means it's shining strongly or it burns. But when you get burned by the sun, use the verb spálit se. If you're smart though and use sunblock, instead of burning you can opálit se or get a tan.
Až se vylezeš za mraky jako tečka, vylezeš zase viď, a tu chvilku než to bude, to já přečkám, ahoj, ahoj slunko.
And just as Nohavica at the end of the song, here is hoping the sun will not climb, zaleze, behind the clouds, za mraky, just yet, and will stay with us a bit longer. Many of our listeners will know that ahoj can be used to say both hi and bye, so we finish this sound check with an ahoj to you and ahoj slunko.
Ahoj, ahoj slunko, ahoj, ahoj slunko, ahoj, ahoj slunko, ahoj.
That edition of Soundcheck with Masha Volinsky was first broadcast earlier this year in February. So a repeat there, but repeating is always good when you're learning a language. And if that's not enough, you can, of course, visit our website, radio.cz, for our whole series to learn much, much more about Czech, really. So do visit us on the web. Now, though, it's time for Czech Life, a very racy Czech Life. That's right. Let me say it again. Sex in today's show, so be sure to stay with us for that, and that is hosted by Christian Falvey.
Sex has been an emerging market in the Czech Republic for 20 years, with its every marketable facet constantly developing since 1989. The first wave was naturally prostitution and pornography, shortly after sex shops. At the turn of the new century came the phenomenon of internet exhibitionism, with some web pages becoming the most popular erotic sites on the Czech web. And now, in these last years, has come another lifestyle change that more and more businesses are catering to, group sex in full swing. The number of couples seeking the intimate company of others appears to be in the thousands. Private groups have sprung up in the dozens, and at least 7 nightclubs have been started in as many years. What's going on in this small but steadily popular corner of sexuality? To find out what all the fuss is about, I stopped by a local swingers club and rang the bell to ask. Dobrý den.
Dobrý.
Christian Pavlík, těší mě. Fantasy Swingers Club in Prague 18 is one of several places in the country that have opened in the last 4 years to accommodate what was previously happening almost exclusively at private parties. Up to 40 couples might be found here 3 nights a week, spread out among a number of special purpose rooms and a bar that borders on a large jacuzzi. The atmosphere that greets you is like being in a disco that doubles as a solarium, with the notable exception of the pornos playing on the plasma screens. On this Wednesday evening, there are about 20 people seated around the lounge in various states of dress and undress, mostly wrapped in white sheets, giving the place more than a touch of Pompeii. And they are a lot younger than one would expect. Petr Jelíček is the club's owner.
Tak hodně se říká, že vlastně máme nejmladší klientelu z České republiky, že vlastně k nám chodí.
It's often said that we have the youngest clientele in the Czech Republic, and I don't mean 18-year-olds, but from 25 years upwards. And it's a great client group to have because they'll keep coming for years. They bring new people because they feel more free talking about it, and they don't have the huge prejudices that older generations have because they are poorly informed. They think it's about having a mass of people, each one with the other, and that's not what it's like. Couples come here to be with each other, to see and be seen, and first and foremost to have fun, not just to have sex or sexual relations with other people.
The clientele really is like the people you would see on an average Prague tram stop. Younger, older, fatter, slimmer, more and less attractive. Two or three new couples come for every party, the owner says, and there are about 13 parties a month, so swingers are not an endangered species. Some come every 2 weeks, some twice a year, like these two friends with benefits.
We met recently and we found out that we have the same passion, so we agreed that we would meet here in this club.
Yeah, it was not so many times. I was in other swingers club 6 times. Mostly I was in some private parties.
And you?
Yeah, me the same. 6 times. But throughout the years. This year maybe 3-4 times.
I would like to come here often, but there is a problem because the single man cannot enter.
But even though you've done this, you've been to this kind of club 6 times. I mean, what was your feeling this afternoon or this evening when the two of you decided that you were going to go? What was your feeling in your gut? Were you also afraid or were you only excited?
Yeah, you are for sure. I think every man will be afraid a little bit and nervous because there is more people. And what are you normally doing every day? Then you have to do for all other people, so you would like to be still the man. So that's why I think everybody is a little bit afraid.
And were you afraid coming here today?
I was more excited than afraid, because I know this club already and I know how it goes here. So and I liked him from the first, when I saw him, when I met him first time, so I was not afraid so much, but excited.
And have you had any bad experiences all in this?
No, never. Just good experiences.
Ahoj, já jsem Petra.
Ahoj, já jsem Michael a vítáme vás na stránkách klubu Paradiso.
Nothing like this would work for a minute, of course, without rules. And at Club Paradiso in Liebeng, there are 12. No minors, no single men being chief among them. No phones and no unsafe sex, no drunkenness, and most importantly, no means no.
Here we have showers.
Uh-huh, very luxurious. Palm trees and everything.
They're like in the Paradiso. Here we are back by the pool, so the people can use the pool. That's a good start sometimes for people. They want to start, but not right now with the sex in the playroom, so they go to the pool and maybe it's a good place for meet somebody. Mm-hmm.
So the owners of Paradiso are Michael, a German, and Petra, a Czech. Both had experience in foreign swingers clubs before they became the first to start one in Prague 7 years ago.
We don't have a dress code here in Czech Republic, so the people can come in their usual wear, like you are wearing or like me, and you can change in the lingerie or something erotic, but it's not rule. So most of the people are staying in their normal wear and maybe they change during the night. Here starts the second room with a cross here.
The cross?
Yes. Girl or man is going fixed. Like that, is fixed, and the partner is going away, and
sometimes somebody coming with a plane.
Okay.
It's one of the possibilities.
I admit that just coming to a swingers club for an interview off hours, I found a bit nerve-wracking. Like the participant we spoke to before, a mixed feeling of excitement and slight terror at what you're getting yourself into, like the thrill of walking blindfolded while dreading that you might hit something. It's a very Czech feeling, Michael tells me.
Czech people are more shy.
But we can say only at the beginning, maybe. So the start is a little bit slowly. Everybody are sitting here and waiting till something's gonna happen. And because the people can come between 9 till 11. So in these 2 hours, everybody's sitting here and looks like a restaurant or a cafe bar, normal. And then you turn around and everybody are in the back in the playrooms and here is empty. So the start is a little bit slowly, but then we can say...
So they are very open there.
They are very active.
Yeah.
More active than Germans, or how is it different in the Czech Republic than it would be in Germany or elsewhere?
Maybe that the people more changing partners,
more changing,
more looking
more
for contacts with another couples, and less shy in other countries.
In the back.
In the back.
But
in the
here
back.
In the bar, they are very shy. In the back, everything falls down.
So how do you think the perception of swingers has changed over the last 10 years? Becoming more accepted, or is it staying the same?
It's becoming. It never was not accepted here, I think, because in this case, Czech people are very open. And when we was in TV, the feedback was great.
Big.
It was big. It was great. We were surprised about that. And me personally, I never heard some negativity. Okay, somebody say it's nothing for me or it's nothing for us, but never I have listened some negativity about that.
I think here in Czech Republic, if you say I go with my partner to a swinger party, it's nothing special, like you maybe have a problem if you say I'm a gay.
Swinging is nothing new to the world, obviously, and there is little point in recapitulating all the risks again here. They are the same in the Czech Republic as anywhere else. Disease, divorce, and whatever else you choose to add is your own personal moral view. In both clubs we visited, the owners said that they pay special attention to people who are old enough physically but too young mentally to see what they're getting into. Adults will do as they please, though, and so do Petra and Michael, and they frequently emphasize that this lifestyle is not just for anybody.
When they have rules between themselves, then they even never come in trouble, and then they have a nice night, and then they try it again and try it again, and every visit they go a little far and farther, and I think that's even the best way, but...
Start slowly,
yeah.
Do you think any couple over the age of 25 should try it?
No.
They must have a good partnership. They don't have to be only partners, but even to be friends. And when their partnership is not okay, when there is some troubles, then it can break everything.
When somebody is jealous, you can be jealous and go to the swinger party, but can happen that somebody touch your wife or make an interest to have sex with your wife, and somebody is not into it or jealous. That maybe can happen a bad situation.
But there must also be people who really think that they're not jealous, who really believe that they have a jealous-free relationship.
Yes, of course. That's everything is theory into the moment you come to the swinger party. Then you realize the reality here.
I think it's for everybody different. Everybody have different dreams. Everybody has different art of sexuality. Some couples are looking for changing, are looking for more people together. And some people say, we just won't have the atmosphere, we won't just touch. So every have it different, everybody.
But for a new couple, if they are here first time, I think we say just the atmosphere, and we say just to see the other couples. But for the people which are first time here, I think this is a very exciting situation to see in the reality. Some couples are making sex, or they are loving 1 meter behind you. It never gonna happen to you in your own flat.
For those assembled back at Fantasy, looking like normal bar patrons except for their togas, drinking champagne and chatting, the benefits, or rather the fulfillment that will come later in the evening, is worth the risks.
I had a girlfriend and we really love each other. And we also enjoyed this kind of fun because it was something more for us. It was something like you are going to cinema. We enjoyed it together. And we enjoyed when the other enjoyed. we after it, when we came home, so we enjoy it even more because we can talk about it, we can enjoy it again, yes. but just together. So it gives us more than if we just stay every day at home and have sex with only together, and then the other days are watching if he or she is not going to talk with some other guy. So go and talk with him, have fun, because if you will have fun, I have fun too. And there is, it's just about the trust. If you trust that she, after to have fun and sex here with someone else, will come back. And because of this trust and because you love each other, then you know she will come back.
I was in love and I had really serious relationship. And we liked to go to swingers club just to have sex together. We didn't share, but we liked that some other people were watching us. So it completely didn't destroy anything. I would be jealous. He would be jealous on me if we really shared with somebody else. But we liked the atmosphere. We liked going and having sex in front of other people. And it was all about this.
Why do you think a person wants to have sex in front of other people?
Why?
What's your explanation for the psychology of it?
That you like that somebody other, yeah. somebody's watching you.
Yeah.
It's exhibitionism.
But why? And what is the problem, do you think?
Maybe self-confidence. Maybe then it gives you more self-confidence or gives you the feeling that you are somebody good. I don't know. I can't explain. I liked it. And my boyfriend at that time was really nice and handsome. So people liked to watch us and also it excited them. So why not?
You've been listening to Czech Life, hosted by Christian Falvey. That edition was first broadcast back in 2011. And to my knowledge, that's the first repeat. It had never been repeated, so something special there for you. We want to thank you so much for joining us this day. Just a quick reminder, you'll find many more news stories and features at our website, where we have extensive archives, both in sound and text. The address to visit is radio.cz. Also, if you want to comment on anything you've heard today, english@radio.cz is the address to write to. And while you visit our website, say you can also sign up for a free daily email, or you can take part in discussion on the social networks, namely Facebook and Twitter, where Radio Prague has accounts. I'm Jan Vellinger. Thanks for joining us, and take care.